Hi, I'm Claudia, and you're listening to the Brain and Brand Show, where you'll hear science and inspiration from guests like neuroscientist Dr. Tara Swart.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Brain and Brand Show. I'm your host, Timothy Maurice, and today I'd like to invite you to join me on a journey into the beautiful but often tragic mystery of human decision making. There are a lot of reviews of Daniel Kahneman and Olivier Sabonis and Cass Sunstein's new book, Noise, A Flaw in Human Judgment. But few people have thought to ask, what is the unique noise you're experiencing in your personal journey, in your region, your corner of the world, that's different than the types of noise spoken about in this new book? This body of work is important because it goes one step beyond bias. Bias is systemic and nearly predictable, and I think there's too much finger pointing around the bias conversation. People go, well, you have a bias and you need to do this or that to stop making mistakes. You are tall and you need to know that your brain is biased against short people. Well, noise approaches decision making from a much more universal and inclusive point. No matter who you are susceptible to making mistakes in your everyday decision making because of what's happening around you and inside you. My favorite example of noise is from my Uncle Joe, who is a federal judge in America. The easiest way to think of noise is my uncle's granting of bail will be influenced by several different types of noise. Noise such as whether or not his favorite football team won the night before granting bail to someone, or whether he was hungry when making the decision, or if the defendant dressed a particular way, or the defendant before him was dressed in a particular way, or believe it or not, whether it was cloudy or sunny. While these seem like small, irrelevant forces, they are noise that impacts big and often life-changing decisions. Judges aren't the only ones guilty, however. We all are. From job interviewers, wine tasters, doctors, teachers, how you treat your partner, colleagues, how you choose or not choose a medical provider. These are all influenced by external and internal forces on decision-making. Noise is all around us and impacting how you navigate and decide on everything from brand purchases to who you marry. This is a timely book, and I want to invite you to take this journey with me in a short 3-part series. With my interest in how our brains function and how brands influence us and how we influence and impact the world and each other, I want to explore the relationship of noise on this journey. In a short 3-part series, I will explore the different types of noise, how you can put systems in place to minimize noise, and finally, how to identify noise in your life and environment. Personally, I've noticed I'm particularly susceptible to noise on social media, noise in my family, noise impacting my writing patterns. As creatures inspired by narratives and easily moved by feelings and emotion, understanding the types of noise and how to put systems and audits in place to cleanse our brain to experience fewer decision-making flaws, this is what we will explore in this series and unpack the 3 categories of noise, which are level, occasion, and pattern noise. Thanks so much in advance for taking this journey with me. Let's make this personal and not just a generic review. And instead of judging the judges like my Uncle Joe, let's look internal. Look out for part 2 next week. Email me your thoughts to podcast@timothymaurice.com or tmw@timothymaurice.com. I want to know the noise that you're dealing with. Until next time.